I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 Podcast. President Obama promises accountability on the VA scandal. We're keeping him honest. Also, the ridiculous. Let's get started. With President Obama finally addressing the issue directly, pledging to fix the problems at VA hospitals nationwide to hold the right people accountable and redeem this country's promise to the men and women who give body and soul to defend it. We begin as well with some very tough questions about why the problems have been so longstanding and solutions, real solutions, affecting hundreds of thousands of veterans have seemed so late and so lacking. After meeting this morning with VA Secretary Eric Shinseki, Mr. Obama said, if the allegations of long waits and phony waiting lists at VA hospitals are true, he would not tolerate it. All the same, he neither announced Secretary Shinseki's imminent departure nor any immediate action until he knows more.
Here's what I discussed with Secretary Shinseki this morning. First, anybody found to have manipulated or falsified records at VA facilities has to be held accountable. The Inspector General at the VA has launched investigations into the Phoenix VA and other facilities, and some individuals have already been put on administrative leave. I know the people are angry and want swift reckoning. I sympathize with that. But we have to let the investigators do their job and get to the bottom of what happened.
Mr. Obama also made another promise today.
So today I want every veteran to know, we are going to fix whatever is wrong, and so long as I have the privilege of serving as Commander-in-Chief, I'm going to keep on fighting to deliver the care and the benefits and the opportunities that your families deserve, now and for decades to come.
Well, keeping him honest, this is a promise that he's made before and others have made before as well.
We're keeping our promise to fulfill another top priority at the VA, cutting the red tape and inefficiencies that cause backlogs and delays in the claims process.
They should never, never be deprived of quality medical care and mental health care coverage for illness or injury incurred as a result of their service to our nation.
As we bring our sons and daughters home, let's take care of our veterans. Let's give our veterans the services, the health care.
We've reduced the large backlog of disability claims by about a third. We will reduce it even further. Combat injured and severely disabled veterans deserve better.
Well, about a year after President Bush made those remarks, the first allegations of playing games with wait times began surfacing. And 3 years later, the outgoing Bush team warned the incoming Obama team about longstanding issues of the VA. Then in 2010, a VA undersecretary called for an immediate review of, quote, all inappropriate practices. And today, President Obama talked at length about longstanding and well-known to him problems at the VA.
We all know that it often takes too long for veterans to get the care that they need. That's not a new development. Caring for our veterans is not an issue that popped up in recent weeks. That's an issue that I was working on when I was running for the United States Senate. We have to find out, first of all, what exactly happened. We know that, you know, essentially wait times have been a problem for decades.